everyone. Welcome. Paula V here, host of Why Am I So Happy? And For the Love of Reiki. I am so excited to share with you an just a fascinating, fascinating show. I have two amazing guests today to share with you. I have Gary Voss, inventor of IntelliTrees, CEO of Green Aid Foundation International. Gary comes from an engineering background in the armed forces, which inspired his interest in alternative energy techniques and environmental sciences. In October 2000, he launched an international think tank called Tap 10 Research, which consists of a variety of the world's most cutting-edge engineers, scientists, and physicists. Also, I have Jeff Lewis, husband, father, waterologist, inventor of the biophoton light, founder of PlanetOneSolutions.org. He comes from a background in electrical engineering, also joins us to discuss the latest emerging technology venture. They are going to discuss with you IntelliTrees, iTrees for short, a one-of-a-kind, standalone, self-powered line of smart tree technology. I am so excited for this show, so excited for the information you gentlemen are going to share. Gary, let's begin with you. Please share with the audience what sparked this amazing idea and creation.
Well, hello, Paula.
Hi.
And I'm glad to be on your show and share with our latest project with IntelliTrees. How do I begin? I would start to say that there is a lot of chaos going out there. And we're having a lot of issues with drought, you know, and more of these things that are creating a lot of negativity. And I would just want to say that the power of the people is just a phenomenal thing if we just really knew how to place it in the right perspective. And when I say that with total conviction that if we spent an equal amount of time on trying to come up and expound solutions, and then just consistently talking about doom and gloom. That's why I shut off the news. I mean, I want to see what's going on in the world, but at the same time, it gets to just be so much doom and gloom. I'm focused on solutions, and I think everyone else can partake in that. We haven't even begun to experience the power that's invested in our hands with that smartphone yet. I mean, and where it's going to lead us to. So there's a lot of power we have. And we can demand more transparency. And a lot of these technologies that are so wonderful and marvelous, they're available. I mean, they're open source. And a lot of them have been worked on for years. And we have the ability within ourselves to come up with these solutions.
Yes.
And what started the IntelliTrees is, well, it's just like going back to the time of the Arabian Nights. A lot of us people remember watching the camels out in the middle of nowhere, and here's this couple palm trees and some green brush growing and in a nice wellspring to feed their water their camels and have a cook, you know, cook out and make some food, you know, from that water and from, you know, and from the vegetation. It brings life. And we had this, you know, so that's just kind of gave me the idea. I just thought to myself, what if that would be cool if we could come up with a tree that someday we could just plop down anywhere and make an oasis. That'd be really cool. And so that stuck with me through the years. And then when I saw this film, George Lucas, Star Wars, for the first time, I noticed that young Luke Skywalker's parents were water farmers and they were making water out of air. And I just thought, aha.
Yes.
So, it's just something that stuck with me through the years until there was a chance that maybe something would come about that would make something like this possible. And when the things started getting worse with the drought, you know, I decided, you know, it's time to really consider atmospheric water generation. So I started researching everything on that subject and trying to figure out if we could just put it in a tree and make that desert oasis and thrive out in the middle of these places that are, you know, starving for water, where they're not close to the lakes and rivers and streams or the ocean to desalinate. And bringing fossil fuel trucks with water in a water tanks is very limited. It's just a band-aid approach. And dropping seed, you know, drops for people to grow food is, you know, irrelevant too if there's no water for it to thrive. So, back in 2007, Jeff Lewis and I, we met before this and in other conferences, but this live H2O, it's a sacred kind of gathering where everybody in the water was, you know, having the latest technology and development with having clean drinking water. We came together and it was a blessed thing. Jeff, are you there with us? You want to talk a little about how we came together at the Live H2O and what was going on there?
Oh, what was going on there? Wow. Guys, hear me okay? We all...
Yes, good. You sound great, Jeff, and a big welcome.
Thanks again, Paul, for having us on. I truly appreciate this opportunity, very much so. Absolutely. Thank you so much. So the show, the event we did, actually, I think you said 2007. That was in 2009. Missouri Moto was like 2005. Prior to that, Agape. But we actually did something together at the 2009 Live H2O event with Glenn Horowitz and Masaru Emoto from Messages from Water, who we're going to miss dearly. He has passed this past year, but still working with the family. And the mission always has been to heal water. And Gary, I was actually running the booth there, and Gary was one of the speakers that we had speak, along with Emoto. Gary was up there speaking with Emoto and Horowitz and everyone else. And matter of fact, we should get a hold of some of that footage and use it for future shows. But again, the mission and the passion was about water and healing all the water on all the planet. We had some 80 locations plus, I think, going around the entire planet. And every location focused at a specific time during the summer solstice to focus on water. I've got a few YouTube videos I posted on it. Imagine John Lennon's song playing about three times. It's a long video, 9 minutes long, but it's a great video just showing everybody that was at the show during the time when everybody was on the shore of Long Beach, blessing the water using the harmonic tone of the Om, I think it was, no, the Ah, 528 hertz. And everybody was just chanting that frequency and tone, and literally the water was, I mean, I wish I had documented it better, but physically I noticed it. The water was cold first before anybody was doing this, very polluted with trash floating around and very just gross-looking film floating on top, just not water you want to be inside of, much less have your kids in. During the prayer, I'm walking to the water, and I'm like, wow, the water's really warm. And I don't see any trash anywhere. And I dropped the camera down a few times to capture that on the video. And you can see there is no trash. There's no film floating on top. A little child swimming in the water. Normally I would have said, like, get out of the water. But like, no, this water feels like it's okay now. And we had some scientists measuring this effect all over the planet, too. And they said, oh, yeah, you guys caused some serious effect on the water. And it shifted instantly. And that's the power of our intentions, and the power of our minds, and the power of our hearts, and the power of what we can do, and the power of our words, ultimately, is what Emoto's work was all about. And that was such an honor to God just to be involved with him there. You know, yeah, it's fun and cool being around someone like Len Horowitz, who he in and of himself is just a plethora of shows for you, Paula.
Yes.
Masaru Emoto will be dearly missed, but his work will go on, and we will make sure of that. Right, Gary?
Absolutely. And just a little background about Emoto. He discovered that water retains memory. Who would have thought?
Yes. Yes. He actually...
Not just that, but can take on a consciousness, recorded and changed.
Yes.
In real time.
I have loved him and loved reading his research. And something that I purchased a while back were these cards that you set your glass of water on with that intention.
The Hotto cards?
Yeah, and to this day, my water sits on those cards. It's
I love it.
Fascinating.
We got it right here on our shelf.
I love it.
Little commemorial thing to Emoto there set up with all his books and everything. And
must have been fascinating.
He's got quite a few books, actually. I didn't even realize, so I started collecting them all.
Yes. Yes, that is so, so fantastic. Well, tell us, gentlemen, break it down for us, please. Describe what the IntelliTrees are, what they are, and how they work.
Well, IntelliTree, basically it's a tree that's developed to look like a real tree and have the feel and the texture of a real tree. And I was asked, does it have to look like a real tree to do the job? And I'm like, well, think about this for a minute. Don't we have enough eyesores out there? I mean, with all the telephone poles and the electrical wiring, high power transmission systems that are electromagnetic radiation in the air, and cell phone towers, they look hideous, but they're necessary evil of the planet. And there has to be a better way to do this. I mean, artistically speaking, if you want an art sculpture that does this, that's fine. But if you're going to have a lot of them out there in doing a function that this does, you want something that uses biomimicry. Biomimicry means that you're using something that exists in nature when you use it as a technology. And so I want it to look like, something that blends in. And again, the IntelliTree, it gathers water, atmospheric water generation. And let me stop there, because a lot of people don't even realize what atmospheric water generation is. And I'll explain it really easy. The air conditioner that's in your car is a condenser. It dehumidifies, and then it takes and chills that water vapor really super cold, and then sends it out through your cooling fan and into your interior of your car or your truck. That water that you're seeing when you pull up to the service station, you see the water trickling under your car, that you're leaking fluid, and it's just water, and that's the water coming from your air conditioner. So that's basically what atmospheric water generation does. It collects water vapor from there, but there's been ways to improve upon the mechanics of this, and to make it more solid state, and to increase the water production exponentially by using better insulators and solid state compressors are available too as well. And so we decided to make this out of liquid hemp. And let me stop there. Why hemp is so important. Back in the day, in the 70s, they outlawed hemp. And the federal arm of our government decided, for whatever reasons, they wanted to make all cannabis, related material illegal as a controlled substance. You really can't get high smoking hemp. It's a different plant. It is a relative of the cannabis that people smoke, but it doesn't have the THC content, so you get a headache before you get a buzz. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was only good for for the textile industry. They made car seats out of it. And matter of fact, back in the day, Ford made a car out of solid hemp. And if you've seen the Saturn commercials where they bang on the doors and the plastic bounces off a honeycomb structure, this was solid hemp, and now they have printers, 3D printers that can print this stuff out. It's amazing, but it has the structural integrity of titanium steel, and yet they've perfected the composite mix so it can feel like real wood, and so we can create the bark and make it feel and texture and blend in and feel like real wood. We're going with the royal palm, that design, because it is indigenous to the desert areas, and we're experiencing most of the drought. So that's why we chose to go that method for right now. I mean, obviously in areas that are not having drought, they don't need them. For arid places where they're having drought, it's a necessary thing. It's a necessary technology. Yes. And the tree, it does a thermatic microclimate. It has a water tank that it collects the water from the air, uses solar and wind to power it, so it's self-powered, and has an onboard computer system, which means it's any smart tree, any smart technology they call smart, the smart car, it just means that it's using some type of computer system, and it's an electronic device that's connected to the Internet of Things, what have you. The tree, it takes the water that it collects and it pumps it out just above freezing out of these atomized water sprayers, like maybe you've seen in hotels and walkway entrances. And it's a very fine mist of water. And then there's a vaporizer that looks like a fog, and that's at the base of the tree. And at night, this fog will blanket all your lawn. So it's the water keep everything moist and wet and not, too wet, but just when it needs it. And by doing this, it the opposite polarity of the water that's being sprayed out from ionization. The normal atmosphere puts pressure on it, and it forms like a bubble, more like a dome. But the same effect happens when you put larger, smaller bubbles together, they form a larger bubble. So in practice, in this, if you have these trees in close proximity of one another and you have them stagger around your property, you could have this whole bubble of water, clean water vapor, you know, over your entire property, and you can light it up and you can see it, you know, like a rainbow effect, if you will, perhaps. I don't know if you're going to see colors or not, but definitely notice a bubble of water is protecting your entire property and keeping everything moist and wet. You won't have to worry about fires, and you won't have to worry about things dying, and you won't even need a sprinkler system. If you already have one, I suppose you could, you know, connect it to the system and run them both. I don't know why you'd need it for.
Yes.
The trees do the job perfectly. So it keeps the temperature in difference too, and all the dust particles remain outside, so you're breathing cleaner air too, and it's very clean air, and the moisture and saturation levels keep everything wet in all your gardens. I mean, it's a wonderful thing, and it's also, it could be 115 degrees outside of that bubble in the heat during a heat wave, and yet you can have 75, 80 degrees inside this bubble because you're shaded and the water that's being sprayed out is just above freezing, and after a certain amount of time, it drops the temperature.
Yes.
So it's a marvelous thing to have. People that are living out in dirt could put up greenhouses now and thrive with these trees.
This is absolutely spectacular. This is fascinating. So these trees would be something that any of us could purchase and plant on our property and create all these magnificent benefits. Correct?
Well, it's lovely of the idea. I'd like to entertain the thought that maybe someday they'd be available at your local nurseries and your Home Depots. But we haven't, you know, we're just barely getting started to putting together the different types of prototypes that we're developing at this point. And so we can have, because there's going to be different ones for different uses. And for those farmers who are out growing fields, we'll have, you know, eventually have something for that as well, which is, you know, that'll keep it, you know, can keep their crops growing and they don't have to pray for rain anymore.
Yes.
And we have atmospheric water generator. It's a larger unit, and then it takes care of all your household bathing and drinking water as a tie-in with the trees, because the trees take care of your atmosphere, your microclimate control, so you're nice and moist and cool and shaded, you know, around your front backyard and your property of your, you know, your home structure. And then the larger atmospheric water generation unit is just for all your drinking bathing water, so the trees can do their job effectively, and you have another unit that does its job for your drinking bathing water effectively, and again, you can be completely off-grid and thrive.
Yes.
Because, you know, when your water and power is being controlled, I mean, and then you have to worry about conserving and cutting back and rationing. But where there's abundance, you don't need to conserve. And water is abundance. Our planet is 2/3 water. This is ridiculous. So we're trying to scare everybody and think that, you know, we don't have enough water. And, you know, and yet there are solutions. Again, there's always solutions. It's about making smarter choices.
Yes, yes. It must have been so fantastic when the two of you came together with this idea to work on this. You must be very excited about it, I would think. This is so fantastic.
I'm just really glad that it's finally starting to catch on. And
yes,
Jeff, maybe you want to explain some of the technical details of you know how this tree works too. Jeff, you there?
Yes.
Yes, I am. I am here. You guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Wonderful. How much time we got left here, Paula?
We have about 3 minutes to closing, Jeff. So if you want to just kind of...
Well, that's not enough time. Maybe on the next section we can get into a little more details.
Exactly.
Because Gary, you know, usually when you talk to the person passionate about their project, they're jumping all over the place.
Yes.
I kind of like to just do a walkthrough on the website. So if anybody's listening, they can be at the website. They can walk through the whole step by step. This is what the trees can do. This is the capability of it. This is where the project's at. With our current investors, everything, you know, just get people up to speed here of what's really going on with these trees and the potentiality of this technology, where it can actually go.
Yes.
Because ultimately this is going to spawn young minds to just envision, wow, if you can do that with this technology, I can do this now. And like we can do, it just opens up unlimited possibilities.
Yes.
And that's what's going to really get exciting to get this out there. And that's why I want to use this opportunity to really describe the trees specifically, what they do, how they work, what technologies we're using, incorporating into it. Even mention some of the people looking at us like Google and Microtrend and Ford Motor Company and Toyota and some serious with the National Forest Registry also, Gary, I think. Been there quite a few times.
Fantastic.
Great fire protection device against forest fires. I mean, you have these scattered around a dry forest area or anywhere that would typically burn. And with everything on these to monitor and scan everything, we can do up to 100 sensors per board on these trees to sense 100 different things out there.
Yes.
So if a fire starts, we'll know right away. Cameras will go on, notify through the network node, internet capability, connections it has through Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, and immediately notify services that a fire has just begun.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I personally, just the 4th of July, and there are so many fires in the Pacific Northwest where I'm at, but for the first time during the 4th of July, my husband and I live on a lake, and there's always a big fireworks show. Well, someone had shot off some fireworks, and all of a sudden, a tree was on fire, and we watched that within just a few minutes spread so fast.
That would have been an IntelliTree.
It would have seen
the fire. It would have opened up and rotated on a servo, a high-powered pressure water jet, and put it out.
It was something else.
And that will be on our Sentinel tree line.
Yes. Let's do this.
Well, within reason, Gary. We can't make those claims just yet that we'll put the fire out, but we will definitely make sure whatever's in the immediate vicinity near that fire will not catch on fire. We can definitely...
Well, to have the capability to within range.
Amazing.
Eventually that's something we're going to be testing and working on to develop.
Yes. Before we go into break, Jeff, will you share the website information with the listeners? And then when we come back from the break, we'll have you go into breaking that down for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Paula.
You're welcome.
That, again, is IntelliTrees, with an IntelliTrees. Did I miss an R? I did. Yes, IntelliTrees, so obviously IntelliTrees. I'm trying to keep my page up right now, and I got my screensaver popping up.
I love it.
We'll go into descriptive of what that is, so listeners can jump on that right away right now and just read a brief description of what we kind of explained already in a broad sense, and then we'll get into the specifics of it on our next
Absolutely run-up. Perfect. Oh, Jeff and Gary, thank you so much. To our listeners, we will be right back. Thank you so much. Hello, everyone. This is Paula Vale, founder of Wellness Inspired and host of the Why Am I So Happy show on BBS Radio. My passion is sharing the beautiful healing modality of Reiki with the world. I help you reach a new level of self-awareness and create a more confident and empowered version of yourself. Learn how Reiki will change your life. Go to wellnessinspired.com. When you live a life with love and compassion, you allow your blessings to manifest. Check out my Reiki training and Reiki practitioner mentoring program, and look for my soon-to-be-released ebook, Why Am I So Happy? At wellnessinspired.com and thepaulavnetwork.com. Big hugs to everyone. Paul Levie. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, I am here today with Gary Voss and Jeff Lewis. They are sharing amazing information about IntelliTrees, which is a standalone, self-powered line of smart tree technology. This is just so fascinating, and I personally am so excited, Gary and Jeff. This is so great. Let's jump right back in there. Jeff, we were just previously talking about your website. Please break that down for the listeners so as they go into the website and look at things, they kind of, you know what's what. Describe that for us, please, Jeff.
Absolutely, Paula. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Be happy to. And just again, to get people on page here, and even for our blind people, you know, since we can audibly read this and it's going to be an audible show, they can go to the website and follow along with their friends and we'll audibly read it to them. So that's what I was kind of doing right now, just kind of going through the website. So again, that's IntelliTrees, IntelliTrees. Make sure you get that S on the end because there's another IntelliTree thing out there that has to do with computer stuff. Kind of interestingly similar, but not us. So make sure you get the N at the S on the end, .com, and I will begin. So if we're on the page there, as you see, it begins off where IntelliTrees, or iTrees for short, are a one-of-a-kind, standalone, self-powered line of smart tree technology. Each of our IntelliTrees is capable of creating their own power via the sun, wind, hydrogen, and other proprietary methods. It is capable of extracting water from the surrounding ambient air and dispersing it around each of the IntelliTrees. This will help to support local plant life and or supply a local community with clean power and safe water. Our first IntelliTrees line or brand name is going to be called the InfiniTree. Our InfiniTree will mimic a real-life palm tree. And as Gary said earlier, we are looking at mimicking the royal palm design for our first initial IntelliTrees called the InfiniTree. And this is where we enter into biomimicry. Our IntelliTrees may look like an ordinary tree from the outside, but they hold a very unique surprise when you take a closer look on the inside. Our IntelliTrees take advantage of an atmospheric water condensation process to collect water from the surrounding air and use solar, wind, hydrogen, and other means for power. The DIGIT, or what we call DGIT technology, will be added later for additional needs along with wireless power transmission capabilities. We'll get into that later. Every one of our IntelliTrees will be capable of communicating to local plant life through its sensor array, helping to optimize natural conditions and increase results. The actual InfiniTree housing can even be made of organic materials such as hemp, like we were talking about earlier, hemp plastics, and other forms of hemp foam and materials made from hemp, and produced from 3D and 6D printer bath and or mold injection technology. This can be done on site using local materials, thus keeping the production and delivery costs down and the turnaround and setup more efficient. Additional securities will be implemented in every one of our InfiniTrees, preventing theft or tampering of any of the iTree line. And let's go back to the top again. The next thing in line with our IntelliTrees is the actual page for the IntelliTree itself, which is the InfiniTree. And on the InfiniTree page, basically describing the same thing, a self-powered standalone technology capable of extracting water from surrounding air using atmospheric water condensation technology. And we do have a link there. Someone can go more in depth on that technology right there. No additional wiring or plumbing is required. It will then purify the captured water through a customized multi-vortex bioceramic and magnetized filtration system for immediate use. This is all gravity fed, so there's no electricity or pumps needed for any of this. It's also used for long-term storage of water as well. The water will be ready for long-term storage and stay bacterial-free and safe. Continuing on here, it will also provide additional energy on demand as a power charging station via the solar and hydrogen cells on board, along with advanced proprietary methods such as the DIGIT we spoke of earlier, direct ground induction technology using Nikola Tesla science, and so much more. Now, this isn't Elon Musk stuff. This is original Nikola Tesla technology based on the Wardenclyffe Tower. So moving on again. Our goal is to create a smart tree technology that looks like a real tree that can create their own microclimate around each infinitree, thus sustaining natural life, as well as create food and water production for local communities, should that be the need of the tree, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Our initial purpose of these trees, I don't know if Gary even got into that, we spoke of yet, is for research and actually getting out to key locations on the planet that need them the most, that are drought-ridden, that are dried-up lakes, rivers, and streams, you know, communities that desperately need clean, potable water, and a sufficient amount of clean power. These aren't going to power, like, your industry things, but they'll power basic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, let's get back to the webpage here. And moving on, we're still on the infinitree page. As the IntelliTrees begin to flourish and evolve, they will act as autonomous guardians of the environment. IntelliTrees can help keep our planetary ecosystem in balance, providing nurturing microclimate in which nature can thrive and humans can effectively coexist. IntelliTrees will protect the natural environment without destroying it for human life to survive. IntelliTrees can help clean the footprint we leave by terraforming our dwelling areas naturally. IntelliTrees will continue to maintain the requirements of the natural ecosystem with all its water needs to survive. Not only are our IntelliTrees intelligent in design, they are also run by some very intelligent computers. Yes, our IntelliTrees evolve, they will be, as our intelligence evolves, excuse me, they will become eyes and ears. They will talk to you and each other with software that is programmed through code. Our IntelliTrees can provide you with seismic ground soil conditions via remote sensing, as well as meteorological atmospheric conditions. Our trees will also contain micro cameras to visually monitor each IntelliTrees and surrounding environment for optimum results. Who benefits from these trees? The entire planetary ecosystem can repair itself much faster, including places of extreme drought or deforestation. From the diminishing Amazon rainforest to the African desert to the most arid locations where there exists no infrastructure to deliver power or safe, clean, usable water. Remote locations upon the planet where there are no available ground wells or natural aquifers, or they're miles away from the nearest coastlines where even desalinization is an option. Anyone in need of clean power and safe water will benefit from using our IntelliTrees. Later phases of our trees include radiation detection, measuring, and type, on-site video audio functions, full IntelliLight, which we have a link to that technology we'll talk about in a moment, right here, IntelliLight emitting capabilities, wireless power transmission, we've got Li-Fi, IntelliGraphs, and much more. Moving on to the next section. Are we doing okay there, Paula?
Oh, this is so fantastic, and it's so exciting, Jeff, that this is going to help our whole planet. It's not just local. This will help the entire planet. It's beautiful. Please continue.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, on the next link going down, and in case anybody hits a password block, I will give that out. It is Quantum One, and that's all capitals, spelled out Quantum, and then the number one, not the word one, all connected together, all caps. And that'll take you to any password-protected pages on the site right now, so you can actually see everything we're doing. So on a password-protected page describing how we're self-powering these things, which gets into just a little bit, not too much, I'll read and describe that. Self-powered. Each IntelliTree is a standalone, self-powered smart technology using solar, wind, and hydrogen, along with other advanced technologies such as graphene, quartz, acoustic refrigeration, and other materials to not only power itself, but also provide for additional power needs. No additional wiring or plumbing is necessary. The IntelliTree will not only provide immediate power for these sources, but they will also store it for future use. We will also incorporate direct ground induction technology, or DIGIT, D-G-I-T for short, which taps into the Earth's magnetic fields for abundant, safe, clean power. Each IntelliTree will not only monitor its surroundings, it will be capable of becoming a communication network or node type of network. More on the node type network link. So let's get into that while we're describing that right now. Keep our listeners going. Network node. In a group or series, our IntelliTrees can easily act as a type of network node, act as a type of node network with Wi-Fi and multiple communication platform capabilities. Unlike our toxic current cell phone towers that emit extremely harmful EMF and microwave frequencies, our IntelliTrees will not, while providing clean power, water, and communications. Should the power grid ever fail, our IntelliTrees will keep you up and running. As a node-type network, our IntelliTrees will also keep you connected. We will also look into using Wi-Fi technology. There's a description for Wi-Fi, a Wikipedia link here for it there too. We're also looking into using a WiMAX, or WiMAX it's called, Wi-Fi technology, which is much faster than current Wi-Fi being used today and cheaper than Wi-Fi, which is still a developing technology. And moving on, the IntelliLight. IntelliLight, I can't really say too much about right now because the company launching the Spectrix Lighting, which we have a link on and people are feel free to look at, is something about to launch that is a new revolution in LED technology that when you grow plants on this stuff, they grow better than even under the sun. So it's pretty incredible stuff. I'll just describe a little bit about what it is here. We're trying to work together with this group to actually incorporate this form of lighting in our trees, and they're very excited about it actually as well, so we'll update you on this in the future. But it is a new form of a smart light technology. And a new kid on the block, and no one even comes close to the functionality results or the cost of this stuff. The Spectrix IntelliLight is setting a new standard never before achieved by any other light. Spectrix lights create is precisely the wavelength that are absorbed more efficiently by plants. Basically, the sensors, of course, tell this light what it wants from the plants. The plants literally talk to the light. Each band of spectrum is fully adjustable to provide complete nourishment without wasted energy. Plants contain light-absorbing cells called pigments. Each type of pigment has one or two absorption peaks, or wavelengths of light, that are most efficiently converted into chemical energy. Wavelengths between 500 and 620 nanometers do not effectively drive photosynthesis. Broad-spectrum grow lights waste energy by generating more green and yellow wavelengths than needed. That's about as much as I'm allowed to say at that point on the IntelliLight technology.
Oh, this is so fantastic.
Any questions or anything, Paula? Are we doing okay?
Yeah, one question, Jeff. What are you estimating as a time frame as everything progresses and comes together?
For development of the trees?
Yes.
Oh, well, God, I mean, not to get too technical, but we're just a few parts away from finishing the first initial prototypes and the housing body itself.
Exciting.
Engineers and coders and all kinds of stuff coming on board, people all over the country, actually all over the world, offering help and support. So I've been coordinating these efforts and these resources together, and, granted we're trying to raise, at least 100 grand to do this ourselves if we had to fund it and pay everybody to do it. But it seems we're starting to get most of the things we need without having to pay a dime.
Oh, that is so fantastic. And that's so great to hear of all the support. And
well, I can't say quite a dime. I mean, I put every penny we've had into it, as is Gary and all of us. We put every penny, blood, sweat, and tears into this.
Yes.
Our own personal money. We had an investor come on board recently, a retired homicide cop from back in Florida. Interesting gentleman, very, very kind sweetheart. He's retired. He's still young, too. He's actually not even 50 yet. And just doing some amazing stuff, and he just wants to help these trees in any way he can. So he sent in a little bit of support. We've got a link on there for people to donate.
Excellent.
And, support us with even Bitcoin, we prefer, actually, than Federal Reserve notes at this time. We don't know what's going to happen there.
Great.
But we got to make sure this tree one way or another gets developed.
Yes. And I will also be sure to put your website information on my websites as well. I do whatever I can to assist in this.
Sure. Now, without me going into just reading into everything, unless you want me to read to it like I have been for our blind listeners, I can keep on going, or I can just skip through and just stay focused on the tree, describing the tree, and finish this up, and then, we can go wherever you want to go from there.
Well, we have about 10 more minutes of the show, Jeff, so why don't you just share for about 5 minutes what last important information you think you'd like to share or insight? And then I'll have Gary do the same. How does that sound?
Absolutely. Sounds perfect.
Perfect.
That is.
Okay. Well, I will just continue on then. I'm not going to read descriptions of everything, but we got the IntelliGrass next, which is a really cool thing that it's a form of artificial grass that has real seeds in it and a special clay media and material inside of it that is highly absorbent, so it holds moisture, capturing the morning dew or from our trees, and you've always got a clean lawn. So for some reason, there's no water and it dries up completely, you're still left behind with artificial grass that's, you know, we're looking at hemp-based type materials that are natural, sustainable, eco, and green, obviously, and still look like real grass. So that's a really cool technology we're developing ourselves right now.
Yes.
And the self-powered part we talked about, water from air, Gary and I got into a little bit about using a water atmospheric generation technology. We're looking at refining that with acoustic refrigeration technology, and what that is using a form of solid-state sound waves, basically through a tube. So there's no moving parts, no compressors, no compressor oil, or all that other, you know, harmful freon stuff that they use in those things, or R12, whatever it is, to deal with. And it uses very, very little power to do this. And it not only does extreme cooling enough to actually refrigerate and create ice cubes. They're actually doing a project right now in Penn State with Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream with this technology, developing it. And we're in communication with their team on it. So we should be hearing back soon whether we can incorporate this or not. But what it will do for us is cut the power consumption of our trees down dramatically, increase the condensation capabilities because we're using this acoustic refrigeration for cooling purposes, but it also creates heat. So we can, our trees can not only provide nice ice-cold water, and probably even produce ice cubes, we could provide hot water right out of our tree on the spot, on site, you know. And we're using this form of aerogel, which is a very advanced space-age technology that was just recently released to the general public as general knowledge now. But it is amazing technology that is 98.9 or 99.8% mostly air. And you could drive a car over it. It's very powerful, very strong. There's different forms.
Yeah, one gram of quartz. It can make enough insulation for a 5-bedroom home.
Oh my
gosh.
And
you can heat any of the rooms with a candle.
Yeah, you won't lose any thermal conductivity whatsoever. So for thermal induction, for protection in heat extreme conditions, for adding and aiding the condensation process, because it also runs super cool, the aerogel, it, by itself, just standing in ambient air will maintain a dew point continuously in any atmosphere.
Oh.
And that's quite scientifically profound to make that understanding of what that really means. That means this is a material that, like your soda can, collects water on it, or your ice-cold glass or drinks that's there on the table collecting water and dripping off on, collecting that puddle onto the table. That's condensation. That's something remaining at dew point or cooler. So this material just by itself, minus any electricity or input of any kind, can stay at dew point. We want to even incorporate this stuff into the soil, a type of soil material. You can mix it into a sand material, and you can grow lettuce on the beach in 115 degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's incredible stuff. I mean, this is not even beginning to tap in what aerogel is all about. You got to just click on the link, folks, and it's all there. And there's links to more about it and what it is there, and just, you know, all the information on the Internet where you can study this stuff. It's incredible, incredible stuff. And we need just a microwave.
It's more than the ultimate beer cooler, as the original press release talked about aerogel.
Yes.
Yeah, you can keep your beers in this thing in there for days, and it stays at the same temperature, and the ice doesn't melt.
This is just so fascinating and so wonderful. As Gary touched on in the prior segment, there's so much negative out there and fear of what's going to happen. What you gentlemen are creating is something to be excited about and something showing us that something can be done, improvements can be made, and we can give to this planet and heal this planet. I love it. I love it. Gary?
Well, I don't want to give in.
I don't want to give in to the necessity or, you know, environmental fears that are going on right now, but it is pretty serious. I mean, it's time to start, you know, oh, that's just an environmental scare tactic type of thing. No, it's real. The science is there.
Yes.
The droughts are real. Whether things are man-made or not, this is what's happening to us as a human race, and it's happening everywhere on the planet. We are literally getting calls for these trees all over the planet. Where can I get these? How can I get one? We need it now. We need it today. Our well just ran out yesterday. We have the same thing happening down here in Baja where the wells just ran out 2 weeks ago. On a major aquifer they've had for hundreds of years.
Oh, my gosh.
This is
speaking of giving, we do have a humanitarian project. And like Jeff mentioned, we do have a link up on our website where people can donate. One of our objectives is to ship a pot of these IntelliTrees to the Biosphere 2 Research Center in Arizona. So that way people from all over the world can study them.
Yeah, and they're waiting on them, too. They're willing to help us and give us free research and feedback on this, so this is ready to go. very, very exciting.
Yes, very exciting. You guys are very busy. Oh, it's so exciting. Well, with just about 5 minutes to go, what last statements would you gentlemen like to make? Gary, would you like to begin? We have about 5 minutes to closing. Any last statements or sharing that you'd like to give the listeners?
Sure. Again, our website is Planet One, O-N-E, Solutions with an S, .org, IntelliTrees with an S, Intel, I-E-I-N-T-E-L-L-I, IntelliTrees, T-R-E-E-S, .com. And our nonprofit side of the house, Green Aid Foundation, is something that I just parked. We have a certificate of good standing with the state of Colorado, and we do have availability for people that are experienced running nonprofits to get in touch with us if they want to help facilitate the Green Aid Foundation. And part of that program is to get a pot of these trees out to the Biosphere Research 2 Center in Arizona. So that's part of the humanitarian project, and also third world countries where they're living in dirt and have no clean water. So it's very important. Everyone wants to participate. Here you go. We're all about solutions.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Jeff, what last words would you like to share with the listeners?
This is such an honor to even be a part of something like this and to be able to bring something like this out. I mean, I just feel like, you know, I hope there's obviously got to be more people out there seeing this, because obviously people are getting it now and they're realizing that all we're doing here is taking existing technology that anybody can go right now and buy and putting it together and making it look like a tree. I mean, Granted, we're innovating some very cool ways of doing it that nobody's really getting yet and understanding. Most people haven't even heard of acoustic refrigeration or aerogel or a lot of this stuff. They just don't get that yet. But we are talking with some pretty high-level engineers now calling us and people wanting to really, you know, they're trying to force us to sign IND, and we want to help you guys. We got everything you need. So we're canvassing the field at this time to see about what we need to do to get these things built and done. But at this point, like I said, we have literally 6, maybe 7 physical pieces minus the housing itself, 8 pieces, for finishing a first working prototype that'll do at least 3 to 5 gallons a day. It'll be a small 4 to 6 foot tall, maybe 8 at the most, portable working prototype that we can demonstrate and show people and do video of showing a working tree. Yes. And then slowly incorporate some of these other sensor array technologies, the acoustic refrigeration stuff later on, network node capability. It's already going to have that immediately because the computer we're using for it already has that ability. We're using these amazing things called the Raspberry Pi boards. And you can check them out. It's just incredible new technology that's coming out. Things cost $35 a piece. You can stack them and run servers and processors and mining equipment for Bitcoin mining type stuff on these very inexpensive, complete computers about the size. I mean, you fit them in your pocket. They're smaller than a smartphone.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Oh, and again, we want to give out the email if anybody wants to reach
please,
us.
It's please,
info at IntelliTrees.com. Info at IntelliTrees.com. Just put in the subject line IntelliTrees, and we'll be glad to answer your email. Thank you.
I love it. Gary, Jeff, a heartfelt thank you. I am so grateful. I'm so honored to be a vessel in sharing this fantastic information and the work you're doing. I just am so grateful. Big hugs to both of you.
Big hugs to you too, Paula. Thank you so much for your time and your wonder and your passion. I mean, we got to get passionate again, folks. It is exciting. This is not just this to be excited about, but what's coming for this planet is beyond exciting.
Yes.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yes. Oh, wonderful. Thank you both so much. And to our listeners out there, love, hugs, blessings. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.